As you may be aware, you are entering one of the retrogrades now. And so we thought we would speak to you a bit about the best way to use the retrograde time. As in all conditions of energy in the world, you always have a choice. You may throw yourself against the energy condition, whatever it might be, and hurt yourself. Or you may recognize what the energy condition is, and without needing to say, oh, I really like this energy condition, you may choose a better path to walk through it. So the retrogrades, in actuality, teach you things about life, and about how to handle energy as you come to that energy. And the learning of that lesson is a thing that can make your day-to-day walk much easier for you than it may have been in the past. And so, in a retrograde, since you know that communications are impacted, and in the case of this retrograde, a few more things as well, then you can go to the perfection knob that you might have about yourself and how your communications are supposed to be, or how someone else's communications are supposed to be, and you can turn it down. You can turn it down. And you can say, I understand something is impacting this, and so I go into a communication situation with peace, with a lack of perfectionistic expectation, with the knowledge that I may need to be patient, and I may need to give things more time than they normally take. And in making that adjustment about the retrograde time, you have actually made an adjustment in your own spiritual growth. Because in truth, the ability to look at the energy of a situation and then to adjust your own expectations and demands in the appropriate way means that you are moving into a place of spiritual wisdom, where you do not need to work your will on every situation without even understanding what the situation might be. Now, because you are in human form, we want to remind you, because here is the balance you must hold, that in your entire life, you do not ever need to love a retrograde. However, you need to love yourself while you are experiencing a retrograde. And it is in that position that you can use this kind of situation to grow and to become more of who you really are than you have been before. Now, we are going to mention another aspect of the retrograde, which is, what does a retrograde support? And here, again, is another life lesson if you are wanting to think about it. When you evaluate a situation, there is nearly always something the situation does not support, but there is usually something that the situation does support. So when you are looking at a retrograde situation, the thing that it does support is time to what you call clean out the closet. Time to take stock of your life and to see what you actually have, to see what you want to hold on to, and to see what you want to discard. And if you think about this in relationship to the human body, you are looking at a wonderful example of what this kind of action supports, because that is what your body is doing all of the time, when it is producing health. It is looking for the cells that you want to make more of and the cells that you want to slough away. We have oversimplified there for those of you who know a lot about the body. But what we are saying is that to stop and to make this discernment, the discernment that tells you this is something I want to do more for, and this is something that I want to do less for, to turn, in other words, you are in charge of the volume. So you may want to turn the volume up on some things you are doing in your life and turn the volume down on other things that you are doing. There may be some things in the closet that you are not going to wear anymore, but they take up space and they take up energy. And this is a wonderful time to move those things out. And so it is then with the spiritual body. With the emotional body, there may be some beliefs that you have been carrying with you in these areas, but they may be taking up space in the closet that is your life, and you may not want to carry them anymore. It may be time to take them out of the closet and send them away. And those things that you send away may actually have been crowding things that you love very much, things that you honor and value and that you want to have available to you so that you can use them, so that you can move toward them. And this is a wonderful thing to know in your life. Now, we, of course, could take this same analogy, and you certainly may do this yourself. Take it to many other parts of your life, remembering the principles that we are stopped so that we can be reminded of, so that we can balance ourselves and what we believe in a time of retrograde. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed.
You've been listening to The Loving Way with Becky Loving. Becky Loving is a spiritual teacher and counselor. For more information, go to beckyloving.com.